Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, no, it should be Save Your Tears for Tuesday.
Oh, that's right, baby. Tear Tuesday. Week 12 into 13 edition, through week 12 is what we call it.
And if I may besmirch one of the Twitch chatters, Jay Lamp, who is a consistent listener to Gresham Keith, hates this segment. I told him, well, hell, I guess we're just going to have to scrap it for him.
Pounce sad, Jay Lamp.
Yeah, come on, Lamp. Actually, someone said he should get his own tier for hating it. And then we put teams in a lamp tier, but
fine, we'll do
no,
it.
No, that would no, be okay, that's too much.
We only have like
credit.
15 tiers as it is.
But, yeah, we got a tier problem.
But I don't think we do at all. We have a tier solution, and we're gonna put all these teams into a tier, and that's what we're gonna do.
And then we'll shed one.
Well, somebody that doesn't understand how it works, they responded last week because I think we had the Patriots and the Bucks in the same tier.
Yep.
And somebody goes, that's going to look pretty silly in 3 weeks. And I said, well, no, it won't, because this is in the now. We're tiering it based off of 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And 15, if the Patriots lose three in a row and the Bucks win three in a row, guess what? They'll probably be in different tiers. So that's how we do it.
That's right. It's not complicated.
It's not. We're not predicting the future. We're saying through 12 weeks, this is where these teams belong.
Yeah, leave us to complicate this.
Yeah, right. We're doing that plenty on our own. So, all right, let's go. Let's go to the tier desk with our very own Billy Laney.
Billy. What's up? Billy. All right, AFC East, the 8-3 Dolphins.
Woo! So, where do we put the Dolphins? Real quick, this is what we had. We had should win the Super Bowl, cat in the grass, you son of a bitch, I'm in, Bill Belichick, an offense away, mid, the Sunday ticket team, wish we still had our pick, he needs some milk, and number one pick watch. Again, those were the tiers last week. The tiers are always fluid. Where do the Miami Dolphins fit into this whole mess?
Great question, because I don't think we can elevate them to Super Bowl status.
I think they're kind of still a cat in the grass.
I would agree.
They don't get the hype. Like, I think people are still talking about Josh Allen and the Bills, even though the Dolphins are the one that lead the division right now.
Yeah.
So, all right.
No, I'm with you on that. Right, like, good. And Miami is tough because you want to buy into them, but there are plenty of reasons. Like, if you just say, oh, Tua's playing great, but you'll hear, well, but, because no one believes in Tua.
Correct.
Bills, 8-3.
So, we had them in should win Super Bowl.
Despite, I don't care that you broke your elbow.
Yeah, they were in Josh Allen's elbow at one point. I feel like they barely scraped by against the Detroit Lions.
Uh-huh.
They're trending in the wrong direction. Now, they could blow doors this Thursday, and maybe we readjust it, but are the Bills still and should win the Super Bowl?
I think so, still.
You do?
Yeah, at this point. Because, again, are people, do you think people get, let's put it this way, have you gotten to the point where you're writing them off?
No, I'm not running them off, but I think they don't belong in the same tier as the Chiefs. Even though they beat them head-to-head, since then, who looks significantly better than the other? Like, I don't think they belong on the same tier.
Do we have to establish a tier above this tier, and when we get to the Chiefs, we just bump them up?
Maybe.
That's tough, yeah.
Maybe the Chiefs are... Because don't they don't look like they would be on the same tier? Is my whole take.
Yeah, we're really betwixt and between here, aren't we? So like we kind of do need a new tier, but then again, what do you call it? Well, what do you call it?
You go will win Super Bowl, should win Super Bowl, or first round something related to the first round bye.
Bye. Nope, don't like that.
Okay. No,
although that was a banger.
It was something. I think we're kind of almost stuck leaving the Bills where they are.
All right, let's leave them in should win Super Bowl, and then we can get to the Chiefs.
Can't
when
play
we get
in
to
the
Chiefs.
Snow.
Yeah, move to Detroit.
Move to Detroit.
All right, let's leave them there for now.
7-4 Jets.
So I think they probably
right.
Well, they were an offense away last week. Looks like they have the offense now.
I might bump them up to Bill Belichick because Bill Belichick tier was ahead of an offense away. And again, Bill Belichick here, you're thinking you're going to win more on defense. You're not going to have the most talented team.
Do we create found their quarterback and give them their own tier since they sat down Zach Wilson and put in Mike White, at least for a week?
Found their quarterback?
We could reinstate the has Tom Brady tier and put the Jets in it.
They did beat the Bears without Justin Fields.
Very true.
So let's not go wild about the Jets just yet.
But
I think they could be in the Bill Belichick tier.
Okay. All right, I can buy that. I think I'm looking at a tier that is a week old that has an offense away.
Oh, no, that's
know.
In there, too.
Oh, okay.
That's one.
All right.
Bill Belichick's higher than that.
It is.
He whacks it down there pretty good.
Well, yeah. And considering that Bill Belichick
hates the Jets
and that they beat the Jets so bad that this kid is completely falling apart, then putting them in the Belichick tier actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Because
beating
the Jets twice, we'll put it on Bill Belichick. Great job, Bill. You ruined Zach Wilson. You're in the Belichick tier.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
There you go.
All right.
Patriots 6-5,
mid city.
Mid right now. Yeah. You gotta slide them back down. Unfortunately,
You think even though, so we had them in an offense away last week. Same thing. They got the offense and we're moving them down.
Well, but
now the defense is worse.
No, you have to at least for a week. They got to go to mid.
Yeah, they
because
they,
the
they,
offense steps up
it,
and
it
then
was,
the defense.
I mean,
didn't
it was
pay.
It was really like two boneheaded plays by two players that are kind of that you could really narrow down that loss towards the end.
Do we create a damn rookies tier?
No, you put them in Belichick.
No, I don't think they go up after losing the game. So against the Jets, the defense and special teams was great. The offense was bad. They got the win. Against the Vikings, the offense was fine or even good, and the defense and the special teams was bad. So if the defense and special teams are bad, that is not Bill Belichick tier.
I would agree. It's
closer
to mid.
And they're not
a
playoff team right now. They're 6-5.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
Written all over it.
However, if they beat the Bills, then they're going up to you, SOB. I'm in.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
So down to go up.
Correct.
AFC West 9-2 Chiefs.
All right, so this is the big debate here. Do they deserve to be on the same tier as the Bills? Or I guess flip it. Do the Bills deserve to be on the same tier as the Chiefs? And if not, what do we call the top tier?
All right, here's the thing. The Bills did beat the Chiefs.
They did?
So that is the one thing that we can stand on to say those two teams, at least for another week, put them in the same tier.
Keep them in the same one?
All right. That's the best I got.
All right.
If we try to figure out a tier for Kansas City, we'll spend 20 minutes.
Also true.
Yeah.
All right.
So
fine.
Let's save ourselves a little bit.
All right. I'll put them up there.
6-5 Chargers.
Mid.
That is a mid outfit right there.
Now, again, they did a good job of getting the two-point conversion when they needed to, but right now they're in New England or mid?
That's mid, yeah. Oh, they might have gone down had they lost that game. They needed to hang on just to stay in mid.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders at 4-7.
All right, so
they're out of number one pick watch.
Now, yes, they are out of number one pick watch. They haven't lost since Derek Carr cried. They also haven't lost since they said they can't fire Josh McDaniels because they don't have money.
That's right.
So
there's that.
Now, we had Sunday Ticket Team as a thing. Like, are they entertaining enough because of Devontae Adams? Like, he's still putting up crazy numbers. Josh Jacobs had an 86-yard touchdown run to win the game in overtime.
Well, here's why we move them to Sunday Ticket Team, because from a fantasy standpoint, they are still very relevant.
Yeah, and Derek Carr, spoiler, is worth a pickup. He's had four straight good weeks. And again, those tears must have given him superpowers or something, because he's actually played pretty well.
You're looking at Carr, Jacobs, and Devontae Adams. I mean, they're a Sunday
something
ticket
there.
Team.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Well, maybe. That's very good. I was going to say, maybe we change Sunday Ticket Team to Red Zone Team, because you would you'd be curious when the red zone comes up.
Good point. Yeah, maybe because you don't want to watch a whole Raiders game.
No, but I want to know Sunday what's ticket, going on.
Let's go red zone?
Red zone team.
Red zone team.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, I actually contributed to this segment without saying no.
I like it.
Broncos, 3-8.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Number one. Oh, no, they're still in. So wish we still had our pick. Yeah, absolutely.
That's where they are.
Yep, they're not moving.
Nope.
All right, to the AFC North, 7-4 Ravens.
Oh, so they just lost to...
Is this where we institute the fraudulent tier that we talked about last week? Because there's a few teams that, as we go through this, will fit in it.
So I had a team that I also, or a tier I was going to toss out there this week. I was going to save it for another team, but they actually might deserve to be in there as well.
Okay.
Big Hat. The Big Hat tier, which I think the Commanders...
a lot.
I think the Commanders would be in there. No, you can't really look away. It's not great. Is it so bad it's good? Is it so good it's bad? Like, you don't know what the
good
hell.
Good from afar, but far from good?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
What's that new Lindsay Lohan movie called?
Yeah,
I've heard this is described as that. Yeah. Is this what the tier should be called?
I feel like Big Hat, to me, would be above mid. Like, they are better than the mid teams, but they're not as good as probably the Belichick tier. They're certainly not a cat in the grass anymore.
No.
They're not a USOB I'm in. But Big Hat kind of... The team that's probably got a winning record, but you're like they could beat anybody, they could lose to anybody.
Riding Big Hat, too. I was going to say not 60-minute men. Like Ric Flair, he's a 60-minute man.
Yeah, sure. That's Halle Berry.
That's right.
Although she said that was crap.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
But you know what? You remembered it.
I did. I did. So you think Big Hat?
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
So let's put Ravens and Big Hat. All right, very good.
Big Hat Ravens.
Bengals, also 7-4.
Cat in the grass.
Oh, Cat in the Grass.
Yeah.
That's even higher. I was going to go USOB I'm in because I like them, but you think now
they're up there that high? Right now, you got to give them at least a little credit.
I like them. Very good. And Jamar Chase could be back this week.
Now, if the Ravens won and they weren't tied for the division, even though Baltimore does win the tiebreaker right now, I probably wouldn't say. But right now, Cat in the Grass because you still kind of don't really know what you're going to get. Like, again, they scored 20 in Tennessee. That's not exactly them.
No.
But they were able to grind it out, and Tennessee made a big mistake. Mm-hmm. So, I can buy that. Plus, they are cats.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
They deserve to be in there.
Browns, 4-7.
Wish we still had our pick.
Yes. Yep.
They are for poopy. Sure.
It's not great. Watson back, though, this week.
Well, and that's the thing. So we're going to have to figure out.
Next week, we'll change.
Next week, we'll have to tweak them. Yeah.
Steelers, also 4-7.
They are, hold on, with their
so
win
we had
yesterday.
He Needs Some Milk is still a tier. Or are they number one pick watch?
They're 12th right now.
Oh, 12th?
In the draft order.
Shouldn't have won that game. So they need Milk then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Down.
Okay, AFC South, 7-4 Titans.
So they don't really belong in any of these tiers. Would you put them in Belichick?
Because I
don't think they are as good as the Bills or the Chiefs or even the Dolphins or the Bengals.
But they're right there with the Bengals, and some dumb D lineman doesn't smash a long snapper. They at least got a chance to tie the game. Like, that's the thing with Tennessee.
You put them in Big Hat?
They're not. I can put them in Big Hat.
Oh, so question. Should we actually, since the Jets are in Belichick and the Ravens are in Big Hat, should we actually bump the Ravens above? Should Big Hat be above Belichick on the tier?
Probably so.
Okay. All right, that's an easy edit. And so let's put the Titans in Big Hat.
That's fine.
Because, like, I don't think you feel as strong about them like USOB I'm in. Like, you're not really in on the Titans. They're going to grind away a victory.
We might have to create a bad division leader for them and Tampa and kind of lump them together.
That's true.
At some point. Yeah, they need another week on that.
4-7-1 Colts.
They need Milk. Or do they need the number one pick?
They're too, hold on.
No, they're too high up.
They are 14th right now.
I know, he needs some milk.
He needs some milk.
Yeah, they need milk.
Yeah.
4-7 Jaguars.
4-7.
You know what? They won the game.
I know.
Can we bring back Frisky?
Are they a red zone team?
You know.
After that win and going for two like that?
Because you probably would have Trevor Lawrence on rosters. You would have Etienne.
Yeah.
Not Chark, but the other.
Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
Zay Jones.
Let's yeah, they're red zone worthy.
All right.
Okay.
They've kind of ping-ponged this year, haven't they? Like,
yeah.
They're all over the map.
And they'll score, they'll probably pull an upset, lose to someone they shouldn't, but they're going to score points, at least you would think.
Just beat the Ravens.
Yeah.
And the Ravens are in Big Hat.
So what does that
tell you? Well, yeah, the Ravens are also, again, they're also 58-minute men down there. Yeah. They find a way
to
blow
leads. You see those four? Somebody had the graphic of the four.
I saw that.
Like, staggering. Like,
big leads in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Just them soiled themselves.
Mm-hmm. 1-9-1 Texans.
All right. Easy number one pick watch. Yep.
NFC East, the 10-1 Eagles.
All right, you got to put them in.
Still in, should still, win Super Bowl. Yep, they're up yep, there. They're still up there.
Cowboys, 8-3.
Ooh, they're in OBJ watch.
They were. I say we get rid of OBJ watch. As
you
a
think
tier.
It's fait accompli that Dallas is going to get him?
I think.
I mean, a guy can't even get on a guy can't even buckle a seatbelt on a plane.
That does kind of throw a monkey wrench into this, doesn't it?
Did you see Big Jarrah was like, "Hey, I don't care.
Fly private.
And some bitch can catch a ball. He can be on Xanax."
So, USOB, I'm in, I guess? They just beat the Giants.
Fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sort of just ambivalent about the Cowboys right now because I feel like they'll be a division round out regardless of what they do.
Could be, yeah.
8-3 Cowboys.
No, USOB,
we just
I'm in.
Did Cowboys.
Yeah. 7-4 Giants.
Are they that big hat?
Big hat or Belichick?
Oh, big hat.
Big hat?
Yeah, I like him in big hat.
All right.
With Washington.
Okay.
They're pretty close. I can buy that. I like it.
77-5 Washington.
Yeah,
that big hat. Hat. They are big hat. Big hat. I mean, they can't not be in big hat.
They invented the big hat.
NFC West, 4-7 49ers.
7-4, right?
Sorry, yep.
Oh, no, all good.
Are you okay in there? You having a stroke? What's going on? Dyslexic Billion today for Billy.
Sacramento Kings. I know you like the Niners a lot.
But yeah, I like the Niners a lot.
So USOB, I'm in? Or Cat in the Grass?
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yeah, for now, yeah.
Put them there with the Cowboys.
Yep.
That's fair.
They're peaking.
Yep.
6-5 Seahawks.
I like them being in Belichick. I know they just lost this game to McDaniels, but that's also classic Belichick losing to a former Patriot assistant.
They get one more week in the Belichick tier. Right. They lose again.
They're a playoff team, though. Right?
No, they're out of the playoffs.
Oh, they got
now.
Bumped from it.
They're bumped now. Washington is in. But they're right there. They're right behind.
Well, that's right. And they're below them in the tier. The tiers, I mean, they don't lie to you. They got a lead right here.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Cardinals, 4-8.
Oh, man.
Oh, they need some milk.
He needs some milk.
If I cared enough to be able to argue, I would say they need some offense. But
no, they need milk. Milk can be whatever you need, whatever ails you.
Whatever ails you. That's right. New coach, a quarterback that doesn't throw everybody under the bus.
I would say if they won, if they didn't choke it away to the Chargers, they would have probably been in red zone team because they're kind of that team that can Kyler Murray can scramble around, Hopkins. But yeah, I'll put them in milk.
Teeny QB weenie. That's what I go with. The little tiny guy out there.
Oh, little guy. Oh, yeah, swearing, hates the coach.
What's going on, man?
Oh, they're awful.
They're a mess.
Rams, 3-8.
Oh, that'd be wish we still had our pick. Yep. Yeah, that's the rest of the year. Uh-huh. Everybody's hurt, too. The whole team's
hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, NFC North, 9-2 Vikings.
So they're probably.
Hat.
Wait, what?
Hat.
You like them in big hat?
Oh, yeah.
My opinion of the Vikings has gone way down since last Thursday.
Even with the win, right? Yeah. They won the game, but.
They have a bunch of metrics that do not line up for a team that is going to win a playoff game.
They've beaten like three starting quarterbacks this year.
They are not that good.
And one of them was the Patriots.
Wherever we stuff them for now is fine.
No,
but
I'm good with big hat. They
won a game because the fourth string running back ran into the punter.
Yes.
I also like that there's more teams in big hat than any other tier.
Such recency bias.
Well, that's a good point. There's so much room in that hat. You can put as many teams as you want in there. I like it. All right.
Lions, 4-7.
So they're 4-7.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Okay. I got to go red zone team.
I was going to say they're a red zone team.
Yep.
4-8 Packers.
Ooh.
Oh, God. We need a purgatory tier because that's where they're at right now. They don't know whether – we can't put them in red zone because you don't know if Aaron Rodgers is playing.
They have their picks. So they don't apply out there. They probably need milk.
Oh, yeah.
They probably need some milk.
I got that. Yep. Yeah. I like it.
Okay. 3-9 Bears.
3-9. Are they number one pick watch?
They,
like without Fields. So we just saw them without Fields. Like they are
– you know what?
Hard to watch.
Right now they're number two in the draft order.
Boom.
So there you go. Easy.
NFC South, the 5-6 Buccaneers.
What do we make of the Buccaneers? Mid.
We can either put them in mid or we could. I was going to say we could slide him to Bill Belichick, but it would be the reverse Belichick because their idiot coach yesterday said they didn't go for it at the end of regulation because he was worried about a pick. No. It's Tom Brady.
That's why he's the GOAT.
That's right.
They just lost to the Browns, so I don't think they can go higher than mid.
Mid's fine.
All right, let's leave him there. And then that guy can tweet me about the Patriots and Bucks being in the same tier when they really should be.
5-7 Falcons.
Probably
leave him
mid.
In mid for a week.
Mm-hmm.
4-8 Panthers.
Number one pick watch? Or where are they on the tankathon?
Hang on. They are fifth. We can leave him in. Right. If you're in the top five, I think you can go in number one pick watch.
4-8 Saints.
They're getting close. Had our pick.
Oh.
Right now, they are transferring the number six pick in the draft to Philadelphia, New Orleans.
Wait, why?
They made a trade last year, remember? They got Olave.
So they wish we still had our pick.
Yeah. I guess it hasn't worked as well.
So we can remove an offense away from last week. Nobody was in there.
Yep.
So we're going to take them out. Should win Super Bowl. We have Bills, Chiefs, Eagles. Cat in the Grass, Dolphins, Bengals. You son of a bitch, I'm in. Cowboys, Niners. Big Hat, Ravens, Titans, Giants, Commanders, Vikings.
Okay.
Bill Belichick, Jets, Seahawks. Mid, Patriots, Chargers, Bucks, Falcons. Red Zone Team, Raiders, Jaguars, Lions. Wish we still had our pick. Broncos, Browns, Rams, Saints. He needs some milk. Steelers, Colts, Cardinals, Packers. Number one pick watch. Texans, Bears, Panthers.
I like it.
I think we nailed it.
We'll have to definitely tweak the tiers a little bit for the final like month or 5 weeks of the season. There'll be some teams that I think we'll have a little stronger opinions on after this week's set of just crap-ass games.
I think we nailed it.
Well, half are crappy, half are good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.